in the Philippines, our research when it comes to women's health is very poor. When we compare to international, pagdating sa women's health, and also kasama yung ano, kasama yung development, yung pregnancy, no? Kasi women are carrying the baby, no? So yan, kasama yan. Very poor tayo pagdating sa across the world. Mababa tayo doon. Kaya sa tingin ko, yan, kulang pa sa atin sa Philippines. That there's, we still need to do a lot more research, focus on women's health.
The Ask Theory podcast shines the spotlight on Pinoy scientists from various scientific disciplines. Listen to some of the country's best scientific minds as they explain what they do in simple terms and share fascinating stories of how they got into science, the incredible things they've learned about the world around us, and so much more.
Hi!
Kumusta po?
Okay naman.
Busy po ba?
Ay, nako, busy. Especially during this time of the pandemic, medyo parang mas maraming ginagawa kahit na work from home.
Ang weird, ano?
Oo nga eh.
We're working from home, we're restricted in our spaces, pero the work never ends talaga, no? Hindi nababawasan yung workload.
Oo, parang ano kasi ngayon, wala nang boundaries, no? When you're at home, you're sort of working, and then you check your email, parating yung email, so never ending. So you probably have to cut off kung, sabi, ay, dapat after 6, wag na siguro muna mag-work.
Nako.
Parang gano'n, oo. Pero ang hirap, kasi kuminsan may mga meeting, even at that time.
That's true. I can totally relate, lalo na yung part about the weekend. Parang nagbe-blur na yung weekday tsaka weekend eh. So for our listeners out there, nagsisimula pa lang tayo pero may pieces of advice na. And I think this is a very important piece of advice na you have to set your work boundaries so that, you know, your work time doesn't cut into your resting time or hindi rin mapasobra yung rest time, because establishing that balance is really important for us to be able to do the things we have to do and even the things we love to do. So, talking about things that we love to do, I would like you to introduce yourself to our audience so that they can get to know you a little better and maybe tell us the story of what you're doing right now, the things that are keeping you busy, and most importantly, how you fell in love with science.
So I'm Michael Velarde, and I am a professor at the Institute of Biology at UP Diliman. I started there teaching in biology, particularly cell biology. So ano ang ginagawa ko during this time, especially during the pandemic? Mostly I'm guiding students on their thesis, sa mga research nila related sa biology. And I also teach a few classes online, no? Tapos hindi siya synchronous, it's oftentimes delivered through exercises online, may mga activities, yun. So siguro yun, medyo busy in that sense. But most of my time naka-devoted talaga sa research. So research and related sa guiding ng mentoring ng students, ng mga undergraduate, including graduate students, like master students and PhD students. Yan yung mga activities na ginagawa ko. And on top of that, of course, I also have to deal with administrative matters related to research kasi I'm also the deputy director for research and extension in our department as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And in terms of love of science, I'm trying to recall, no, when that happened. But to think about it, the actual time, I cannot remember the actual time. But I remember, though, because my mom keeps on telling me that, oh, no, you know, when he was a child, he kept on asking all of these questions. like, where does water come from when it rains? Why is it raining? Sabi ng mom ko, well, it's from the clouds. It's raining because there's water coming from the clouds. And said, but how did the water go up there? The water is down here. And so, you know, bata pa ako noon, of course. And then my mom will just give up and then say, I don't really know the answer anymore. And ako basta, ganyan, ganon. So, of course, you know, I was young at then. But, you know, I went to college. And that's where I figured that I really have this passion for science. And it was really exemplified when I also keep on asking questions, and yet the professor ended up not knowing the answer and said, in fact, they said that, we really don't know the answer yet. Mm. There's a lot of research that needs to be done in order to find a cure, for example. At the time, I was trying to pursue a pre-med because I wanted to become a medical doctor. But then in college, you know, you find out that, ay, parang ang dami pala na hindi rin alam ng medical doctor. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much in science that still unexplored, that we don't know. And it got me thinking that I said, maybe being a medical doctor is not sufficient. Maybe it's not enough for me to become a medical doctor, because a medical doctor will just try to use what's already known and apply it for practice. And of course, if you apply something that's new, that's malpractice na, di ba? So then I decided that maybe it's not meant for me. I really need to become a scientist. And because in science, you discover new things. Maybe that's where you can find a cure for diseases and treatments. So kaya yun, I thought that that's really my passion. Kaya yun, napunta ko sa science.
Ang ganda. And I can totally relate dun sa part na ang daming tanong. I think for a lot of people who eventually turn out to be scientists or really passionate about science, lahat nagsisimula talaga sa pagiging matanong. Related to that, I have another question to ask. You had a very great and compelling story to share about your journey as a scientist. But if you could distill that into just one sentence, ano ba yung mission nyo as a scientist?
Ako, mission ko as a scientist. You know, medyo mahirap ang isang sentence. Pero isip ko, ano ba talaga yung isang sentence?
Ako, lahat kayo yan ang sinabi. Lahat ng na-interview ko.
Oo, ang hirap eh. Kasi nga, when you're curious, you want to ask everything, di ba?
Yes.
So, ang dami-dami mong tanong, ang dami mong gustong i-pursue. Pero siguro, ganito na lang. If it was an actual, in terms of research, no, in research question that I would like to answer or address, no, siguro hindi question, that what I would like to address, sa akin is to improve women's health. Siguro yon pagdating sa research, no, when we're talking about research, it's improve women's health. So bakit kaya, no, bakit women's health? So pinag-isipan ko bakit kaya women's health. Well, it's actually very simple eh, kasi kung tutuusin, I have a lot of very important women in my life, 'di ba? Parang ang ano na, no, ang lalim. So
yes.
I have of course my mom. I'm very close with my mom, and also my aunt. My aunt na I call mama. Parang may dalawang mama ako. Ayun. So, magkapatid yun na dalawa. So, my mom and my aunt. I'm very close with them kasi they raised me well. No? I still have a dad. Hindi naman sa wala akong dad. It's just I'm more closer to my mom. Kasi si papa kasi mas trabaho, sipag, di ba? So, mm-hmm. So, I tend to be very close with my mom. And then, of course, now I have an amazing wife. An amazing wife. I'm very, very close. I'm very, very lucky to have a wife who is caring, sipag pa, no? Ganun. Parang ganun din. So with that, no? Parang I realize that I have a lot of these people in my life that are influencing me and helping me. And tapos sa pagiging lalaki, no? Parang before, you know, parang ano ba yun? When you're a kid, you're thinking, I'm the knight, and I need to protect, di ba, the princess,
yes.
Rescue the princess, di ba, ganon? Parang
yes.
You're protecting women and children at that time. Pero now, parang hindi na ganon eh, wala nang ganyan. Kasi mm-hmm. ang mga women ngayon, ako, parang sila pa yung kain lang protect themselves, no?
Yes.
It's modern days now. So the modern way to protect women now for as a responsibility of men is through maybe through science now. It's through different ways now. Protecting them, their health, because of my knowledge of science, everything that I know, that can protect them for health, then I impart to them. Di ba parang bago na siya? Di ba parang ganon? Hindi, tsaka kung tos, hindi ko naman din kaya sila protektahin. I'm not a knight, di ba? Parang ganon.
So not a literal knight.
Not a literal knight, di ba? So it's a modern way to protecting them. Parang ganon yung nasa isip ko. Pagdating yan sa of course, sa research mission. But there's another thing that I have a passion of is our next generation also. So siguro, yun din yung modern way of protecting our children naman. And in terms of research, kasi hindi naman ako expert pagdating sa research sa development sa children, but it is, you know, my goal then and my mission in life to impart to the next generation of Filipino scientists to become experts in their chosen field. Of course, syempre gusto ko biology, pero hindi ko naman syempre magpipilit sa kanila kung ayaw na biology. Yeah. Kaya talagang kung ano yung gusto ko muna malaman, ano ba talaga passion mo, di ba? Ano passion mo? Ano ba ang gusto mong gawin? Tapos, kung ito yung gusto mong gawin, okay, sige, kung biology ang field mo, i-guide kita. Tapos, hindi naman necessarily na women's health din yung papurso mong research. But we could use that as a stepping stone and see if you could develop your skills in research and science. So parang ganun ang ginagawa ko. And these are the two things that I'm very, very passionate of.
That's a really noble answer. Ang ganda nung pag-distill mo ng iyong mission into basically a single sentence, but that's a two-pronged mission. And I think it's a really great reason to get into science. I just want to ask your opinion then. Right now ba, do you think that the way we're using science to well, as you said, protect women, defend women, or sort of advance yung knowledge natin about women's health, nasaan na kaya tayo banda? Are we, like, collectively, are we doing a really good job? Is there room for improvement? Is there a lack?
Yeah, actually, marami pa talaga. So, yun din yung na-discover ko sa science, na since matanong ako, at ang science, talagang ganun din. Kahit na-discover mo na, meron kang na-discover isang bagay na, ay, ito, na-discover ko na. Tapos, parang, ang dami na namang question. Parang ano pa, no? So, hindi nang tatapos. So, that's what we experience also right now, that there's still a lack, no? Tapos, on top of that, in the Philippines, our research when it comes to women's health is very poor. Mm-hmm. When we compare to international, pagdating sa women's health, and also, kasama yung development, yung pregnancy, no?
Yes.
Kasi women are carrying the baby, no? So, yan, kasama yan. Very poor tayo pagdating sa across the world. Mababa tayo doon. Kaya sa tingin ko, yan, kulang pa sa atin sa Philippines. That there's, we still need to do a lot more research, focus on women's health. One example are these mga risk. No? Ano ba ang mga exposure ng mga tao sa itong mga women, no, sa environment natin? Kasi it's not just genetics. Some people say, oh, it's genetics, kaya meron tayong newborn screening, di ba? So that's one, that's good.
Yeah.
We definitely need the newborn screening. Pero half of the time, or even more, it's because of the environment and what we eat, what we are exposed to. So ano dapat ang ating environment, di ba? So how do we take care of ourselves? How do we protect our women in that case? Yun.
I like how you brought that up kasi naalala ko yung guest namin a few episodes ago about genetic counseling and yung newborn screening, and definitely naalala ko nga yan. So that's one way to protect or to maintain yung good health ng yung women and children. It's to determine the genetic causes, but equally important is that kung ano ba yung exposure or ano ba yung mga bagay sa kapaligiran natin na maybe hindi natin alam or hindi tayo aware, pero nakakasira na pala sa kalusugan natin. And I can think of one example that I recently read about. I think it was in August when I read about this research. And I came across an acronym na hindi ako familiar masyado. So I read the article. I actually read the news article about it. And, you know, the general gist of the story, naiintindihan ko naman siya. But I want to ask you, ano po ba yung PFAS? Ano ba yung PFAS na yan? And what are the health risks or dangers that are associated with PFAS?
Yeah, so PFAS, this is a perfluorinated alkylated substance. No? So in general, it's a group of chemicals or class of chemicals na considered as environmental pollutants. Why? Because they are persistent organic pollutants. They stay in the environment, they're found in the environment, and they are now have been found in the human body. So na kumbaga umabot na sa tao yung environments na to. You can see it in the blood, you can see it in the urine, no? So actually mas marami talaga sa blood. So mas parang nakakatakot, ay talaga nasa loob na, no, nasa yun na talaga. Yeah. So what are they, no? So they are, how did they get there? They're actually synthetic compounds. They're not found in nature. They were produced, they were manufactured. Why? Because Because they are useful for human use. Yan. Mm-hmm. Bakit sila useful? Kasi nga, forever sila nandiyan. They are resistant to heat. They are very stable. They cannot be degraded that fast. Mm-hmm. And may mga substances tayo na, or mga materials that we want that doesn't degrade. Kasi if they get degraded, then that's a terrible product, diba?
Yes.
So, ano pa isang example nito? Like the mga raincoats. Imagine itong mga raincoats. They are strong enough so that to withstand harsh weather. So, temperature, pati rin sa water. They're water resistant as well. So, they protect you. So, maganda, no? So, heat resistant. Tapos, even the sa oven, diba? Oven, meron kang mga yung pangluto, di ba, yung what they call the trays that are non-stick pans like that.
Yes.
They are very heat resistant and it's easy to clean. Ganun siya.
Yes.
Pero ang problema with that is if there are particles that gets into your food, then you eat it. You consume it. And then also it's in your body, it's non-degradable.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with this pollutants. So they're very difficult to eliminate. Yeah.
I have a question there. As someone who isn't an expert on the medical process or the bodily processes, doesn't that stuff just come out if I consume them?
So yes and no in some sense, diba? Kasi if the body does not absorb it, mm-hmm. of course it will come out. Like some example of the things that we cannot consume are the fibers, diba? So it's actually good, though. It's good for you. But then there are some chemicals that get easily absorbed, and PFAS is one of them.
Yikes! Okay.
Because for example, the fibers, so these long fibers, you don't detect them in the blood. You cannot, because they cannot absorb it. But then PFAS, because it's detected in blood, which it means that it was absorbed by the body, it's small enough to get absorbed.
Yikes!
So yun yung problem nito. It would have been different if we didn't detect it in the blood.
Yeah. Grabe. And kasi di ba, iisipin mo rin eh. Like, hindi mo naman iniisip yung, like, gagamit ka ng non-stick pan. Ako, I can personally attest that I like using non-stick pans. When my wife cooks, hindi dumidikit yung egg or yung kahit yung sugary, sticky stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I have to, or when we have to wash these, the pots and pans, napakadali nga. Like, the stuff just slides off. So this news is definitely relevant to me as a consumer. Talagang nararamdaman ko to. Mm-hmm. But my question is, sa Pilipinas ba, is this really a big deal? Is PFAS really relevant to Filipinos?
Yeah. So yun din tanong namin, no? Yung before we were doing research, we were asking are PFAS and other chemicals, no, relevant kaya sa Filipinos? So we sampled women muna, no? Of course, because women ang ano ko interest. And then we look at women who are normal, no, without any diseases. And we also look at women who have cancer. So we also look at them. And then we just wanted to see if there are pollutants in their blood and also urine. Kasi urine, if you have them, then you're excreting them out. Now that means that it already went into your system. No? So na filter na siya, no? And then it was eliminated, but then that means it went to your body. So we looked at those, and one of the major thing that stand out was PFAS. Kasi we saw blood PFAS in the blood of women, and it was in fact elevated in women with breast cancer. So parang nakita namin, nako, parang yung women na may breast cancer, mas mataas pa ang level nilang PFAS compared to the normal women. So maybe there is a relationship even in their disease. No, mahirap masabi yun, pero at least we saw that they're there.
Yeah.
And these are women in the Greater Manila area. So it's very relevant to us kasi it's here. It's where we live. Tapos mas mataas pang nakita namin sa Calabarzon area than in NCR. I was actually shocked now when I saw that because I would think that NCR mas mataas kasi parang feeling ko mas polluted sa NCR. No? Pero no, we saw higher in Calabarzon. Tapos when we compare this to the US population, our PFAS is even higher. It's like 2 times to 10 times higher than women in the US.
10 times.
Yes, merong mga certain PFAS that are over 10 times pa na higher. So it's kind of, wow, sabi namin, wow, nakakatakot pala. No, that, that it is definitely relevant in Filipinos.
Yeah. I want to just segue a little bit because I want to highlight something very important that you mentioned and nabasa ko rin dun sa mga articles. Specifically regarding dun sa breast cancer, in articles such as yung sa Business World, for example, which I actually have open right now, you clarified that despite the fact na nakita nyo yung high PFAS levels sa mga women with breast cancer, that data is not enough to conclude na yung chemicals are the cause of breast cancer. And I think this is important to stress because a lot of people, when they hear of these articles, mga scientific findings, yung mga bagong conclusions or mga bagong findings about health, the message easily becomes, bacon causes cancer or oil causes this and that. Why is it important to stress that the data did not conclusively say this? And when can data conclusively say something?
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good that you saw that and stress that out. Kasi yung mga ganitong data, when you see something like this, the PFAS in the blood, it's just one time.
Mm-hmm.
We only check it one time, no? And in order for us to be conclusive that this is the cause, we have to look at it in a longer time point, parang monitoring. Lalo na pag wala pa siyang cancer. So para makita mo that in the very beginning, you have this number of exposure and then you develop it. Kasi pwede rin naman mangyari na it's a change in lifestyle. Diba? Then the breast cancer breast cancer patient are now more exposed to PFAS. Of course, maybe unlikely, no? Ito yung difference kasi ng PFAS. PFAS is likely that it is accumulative, no, from the very beginning, from the early age. Kaya sabi namin, baka PFAS is a big concern, no? But of course, we still have to be cautious about the data kasi you have to look at it in a longer time point. And of course, you also have to test it in mga animal models to see if pag in-expose mo kaya yung isang daga sa PFAS, no, low level of PFAS, through time, magde-develop din ba siya ng breast cancer. So that will be a bit more conclusive.
Okay, yeah, that's a very clear explanation. And since you mentioned yung sa daga, if you guys are curious as to why laboratory tests or yung mga ganitong klaseng experiments often use mice, you'll read articles that say study found a significant chemical in mice or had this so and so effect in mice. There's an article on flipscience.ph that talks about why mice are some of the most commonly used test subjects in this research. So if you guys want to learn more about that, you can check out our website and take a look at that article. Maliban po ba sa PFAS, ano-ano pa ba yung mga environmental chemicals na masasabi niyong relevant talaga sa mga Pinoy?
Ah, that's a good question. So meron pa kami mga ibang nakita. So along of the other endocrine disruptor chemicals, no? So isa pang nakita namin is phthalates. Okay, so isang group of chemicals din to, mm-hmm, that are found in new cars. Yan, isa pa yan, new cars and mga plastics, nakikita rin yan. So itong phthalates is also 2 times to even more so than PFAS, mga 10 times or even more. Mga iba pa nga, parang na-shock kami yung numbers, parang 20 ata or something above pa, na times higher than the one found in US population. So ang laki talaga ng difference. Tapos may isa pa kaming nakita, BPA, isa pa. Pero yung BPA, 2 times higher lang. So, pero mataas pa rin, 2 times, twice as much pa rin yun in Filipinos compared to the US counterparts. So we think that these two classes of chemicals are also very relevant sa ating Filipinos and we need to monitor them and see ano nangyayari. Tsaka where they're coming from, that's another thing that we need to know. Kasi the sources may also vary depending on the country. Kasi nga, depende sa population, ano ba yung the culture, the way people use items, diba? Kung ano ba ang exposure sila, may vary.
This might sound like a weird question, pero kasi ang natural na reaction ng tao kapag nalaman niya that there's an undesirable substance or an illness or a disease na nasa loob ng katawan niya, siyempre, una, magtataka siya, bakit? Ang pangalawang tanong is, okay, so ano ang kailangan ko gawin para mailabas yun? So kung na-expose po tayo sa PFAS, I guess ang question ko is una, paano ba natin ililimit yung exposure natin sa PFAS at sa mga environmental chemicals na ito? At pangalawa, meron po bang paraan para mailabas yung kung anong mga nasa loob na ng katawan natin? Or do we just wait for our body to just process that or go through the normal bodily processes that excrete that habang binabawasan natin yung exposure natin? Is that the only way?
Yeah, you know, ito yung problema ngayon sa environment exposure. At the moment, we don't have a parang medicine, no, or medication to help remove these chemicals. Wala pa tayong clear, no, na idea. Merong mga ibang suggestions ganyan, pero hindi pa ganun ka-clear. Kaya the best advice so far is to limit the exposure. So you need to be aware of what goes into your body. Especially what you eat and drink. Kasi yun yung main na route eh. Hand exposure, yung nahawakan, ganun, may also be, pero mas less. Kasi kung hindi naman siya nagpe-penetrate to skin, then that should be okay.
Uh-huh.
Ayun, no? So ano ba yung mga limits natin? How do we limit the exposure to these chemicals? Well, of course, you avoid some of these non-stick na grills, if possible. Of course, I do understand. Kasi nga, yung convenience, I also understand that, no?
Yes.
So, kasi ang hirap maglinis, ganyan. So, you weigh your pros and cons, no? So, how often do I use it? Maybe I find another way. When you're boiling something, di ba, baka, well, I probably don't need a non-stick for that. Kasi water naman yun, di ba? Then, I can just use aluminum. Aluminum is okay, di ba? Or cast iron, you could use if, kaya na siyempre, mabigat yun na lang yung problema. No?
Oo, yun nga,
pero cast iron might be better when you're grilling, for example. Especially, kasi maraming mga, ano yun eh, lahat mga sugar, ganyan. So, kuminsan, okay lang, no? Baka mas maganda ang cast iron. Okay, so for the non-stick grill, of course, if you really cannot, no, kanang hirap kasi, yeah, then just make sure that there are no scratches. Kasi pag nagtutuklap na yon, ibig sabihin, saan napupunta yun, di ba?
Oo nga.
Doon sa pagkain na. So, probably, it's not a good non-stick pan. Kasi natatanggal na yung PFAS. Actually, kung tutuusin naman, ang PFAS, if it stays in where they're at, it shouldn't go into your body. Di ba? Kaya, you have to be aware that there are no scratches. Kasi kung ganon, then it's very poor. You don't use that pan. Ganon. So, anything, no, that's associated with that. Okay? Tapos, storing stuff, do not use plastic when possible. Use glass, especially the container. Yung takip, siguro wala tayong choice kasi yung takip usually, plastic. Pero yung lalagyan man lang, just make sure that these are glass containers. Tapos do not heat with the plastic. As much as possible, gawin mo, pwede ka naman, yung glass mo, tanggalin mo yung takip, tapos yung glass, patungan mo ng glass na plate din.
Glass
pwede
rin.
O kaya may isang technique pa, paper towels, might wet the paper towels and cover it, might be also work para hindi tumalsik yung ulam, no? Kasi yun yung issue.
Yes.
Eh. Para lang hindi sayang yung paper towel, pwede yung ano na lang, yung plato, di ba, porcelain or ceramic, di ba? Oo. That's non-plastic. Pwede mo siyang heat. So, ganun. I think that's better. Tapos, takeouts. You have to be careful with takeouts. Kasi yung lining ng food boxes ay, ano rin yun, made of plastics of these environmental chemicals. So, do not heat with them. Kung gusto mo, kung nag-takeout ka, transfer mo na lang sa plato o kay glass. Immediately transfer it as soon as you can para mas limited yung kinakain mo. Diba? May mga fast food niya yung pag kumakain ka sa fast food, nandun eh. Tapos, kung mapapansin mo, pag nagkumakain ka, kung minsan nasiscrape mo yung box.
Yung box.
Tapos nakakain mo, eh, diba? Kaya siguro, mataas yung ating levels ng phthalates. Feeling ko ganun.
Okay. So, to recap, sa ngayon, wala pa tayong alam na definite way para matanggal itong PFAS or itong mga environmental chemicals ito sa katawan natin. Wala pang there's more research needed, may mga suggestions pa but they're not conclusively proven yet. And given the way yung lifestyle natin na kagaya nung pag-iinit ng plastic na yan dumikit na sa akin yan kasi pag nag-microwave halimbawa ng mga reusable containers na plastic, parang oh my god, dalas kong gawin yan. So, pero hindi tayo limitado sa choices natin in that wala tayong magagawa para ilimit yung exposure. Gaya nga ng sinabi ni Doc, it can be as simple as transferring yung food natin kapag iniinit natin, being mindful of where we store the food, and even yung mga cooking equipment or yung mga pans or grills na ginagamit natin, we have to be a bit more meticulous about the material that is used in making them, manufacturing them. And these are a few of the simple and practical ways na malilimit natin yung exposure natin to these harmful chemicals that can potentially have greater, more devastating effects on our bodies. Of course, sabi nga, more studies are needed, but why would we gamble? Why would we risk? Given na meron ng nakikitang possible connection between yun. And definitely, you don't want plastic in your body. Siyempre, the thought of it is, di ba, parang medyo nakakaano. Thinking of those little particles going around in your body na hindi sila lumalabas, na-absorb na ng system ng katawan mo and nandyan na sila. Di ba? It's a bit unnerving. So yun, those are practical ways. Hindi ko masabing simple because there will be some inconvenience yun nga, yung paglilipat ng ano. But wala eh. It's either that or we continue to expose ourselves to these chemicals na can really harm our body. So in getting ourselves involved in the ways that we can protect ourselves, being aware of what's around us and what we're putting in our bodies is one of the best ways na mapoprotektahan natin yung sarili natin. And speaking of involvement, naalala ko nung kanina nabanggit nyo when you were talking about your mission as a scientist na you want to help shape and guide young minds, students, mga scientists in training na mahanap yung path nila. And sabi nyo nga, kung pwede nyo lang sabihin na biology ang kanilang path na sundan, gagawin nyo. But of course, it's up to them to decide that. But exactly how do you involve students and young scientists doon sa mga gitong klaseng research na may kinalaman sa environment at saka sa kalusugan?
Yeah, so for students, of course, number one, gusto ko muna makita kung ano ba talaga ang gusto nila. Kasi sometimes they also don't know what they want. Eh. Yeah. Tsaka sa biology students namin, most of them want to go to med school. So once they say that, okay, so I want to know why you want to go to med school. So I think that's very important to know. So then if I find out that they don't know what to pursue and they also look their skills, then I started talking to them about the research that we do. And yun, so environment, yung sa health, and then I put them in their thesis, yung as part of their thesis. So that's number one. Syempre may challenges when you're having undergraduate, for example, be involved in thesis kasi wala naman talaga silang research experience pa at the time. So I will tell them to go read literature and they tell me kung what they find out. And I'm just gonna extract from them kung ano yung kanilang mga nabasa at meron ba silang interest doon sa nabasa nila. May curiosity ba sila on those things that they read? And then of course, from there, we will find a way to address those questions that they have and fit it to the projects that I'm working on. Kasi, syempre, hindi naman pwedeng sobrang malayo, baka hindi ko sila mag-guide. So, ganun yung parang strategy na ginagawa ko so that they can be involved in the studies that we have. In fact, I have one student who is now analyzing data of individuals from the U.S. that have PFAS exposure. Kasi nga, kulang ang data natin sa Pilipinas, for example. Diba? What project should I give to you? Diba? Ganun yung sasabihin ko sa student. So the best way is maybe we should use data that's available. Lalo na ngayon pandemic, wala tayong makukuhang data. We'll start from there and then see what it turns out. And he got curious of a particular disease that apparently US is correlating with the levels of PFAS. So he's now interested, oh, I want to look at bone. Uh-huh. Ganyan. So parang naging, it, it now became a curiosity coming from the student. And for me, like, oh, I wasn't thinking about bone. So so that's good. So parang bang ganon, magandang involvement, especially for the undergraduate. We get really very smart undergraduate students sa amin. Plus, of course, we also have graduate students. And sa graduate students, medyo mas mayroon na silang idea eh. So, pero parang ganun din yung strategy na ginagawa ko sa kanila.
And I think it's a very effective strategy, you know? Yun nga, yung bringing, kumbaga bringing out what is inside them rather than directing them and telling them, oh, you do this and you do that. Kasi, yun nga, parang it becomes their passion as well, I think, na mm-hmm. the questions come from them, the interests come from them, the data is there, but they are the ones to see the new patterns or novel patterns that maybe other scientists haven't quite explored yet, no? And I think this highlights the importance of having more people, more Filipinos specifically, to like really get into the sciences.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kasi pag ako lang nag-iisip, ano siya eh, parang naging close yung box.
Yeah.
Pero pag ang dami na nag-iisip, then outside the box na siya, di ba? Mas maganda yung gano'n.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So if someone wants to pick your brain, mag-share ng ideas, or just learn more about your research, ano po ba yung pinakamagandang paraan to contact you?
For me, I respond a lot more to emails. So my email can be found in the Institute website. You can go to the Institute of Biology. You can find my email there. It's also just my name, mcvelarde@up.edu.ph.
All right. That's great. And as someone who guides these young aspiring scientists towards whatever it is that they would love to research or however they want to apply their science, ano po ba yung advice nyo, especially if you're going to be practicing in the Philippines?
Ako talaga, I think passion is very important. But of course, you need to have a directed passion. Mm-hmm. Kasi pag passion, pwede kang kahit ano eh. I also love yes. playing video games, no? Just playing video games all day. Pero is it helpful, no? So very important kung find a passion that will help others. So that's number one. You need to know what you really love to do. Hindi mo mape-fake yun eh. You cannot fake what you love to do. Okay? So find that first. Once you know what you love to do, that can help others or society. Then, from there, look at how do you achieve it? How do you achieve that? And also be mindful of, simply, if you have that passion, what career, what will I be doing then? Dapat syempre may job, kasi mamaya walang job pa lang ganon. Then, syempre, pursue ka lang pursue. But also, think about that you can make a job then. Kung minsan may ganon eh, di ba? You're so passionate about it, and then you created a new entrepreneurship, di ba? In that yes. aspect. That's also good, no? Pwede rin yung ganun. But start from that passion and help others and build on it. Develop your skills. Kasi pag wala kang skills, syempre, hanggang passion lang siya, hanggang dream na lang siya. So, pursue it. Find the way, the best way to achieve that. But you have to have also a goal at the end of the tunnel. After, when you reach a working age, what will you be doing? What do you see yourself doing until you retire? Parang ganun ba? No, pwede naman, hindi naman isang job lang, no? Kasi you can switch. Pero, ibig sabihin, how do you go to that goal that you're thinking about? Ganon.
Definitely, mga solid pieces of advice. So, yun nga, for anyone out there who wants to become a scientist someday, or yung mga young scientists out there, yung early career scientists, these are great words of wisdom na pwede nyong i-apply sa inyong pang-araw-araw na buhay at sa inyong career. So, thank you. Thank you so much, Doc, for sharing your time and your expertise. I really found your research compelling and I was so happy to know na you were willing to come over here on the podcast and talk about it because I really think this is something that more Filipinos should know, lalo na that this is something so crucial and critical to our everyday lives dahil kumakain tayo, nagluluto tayo, nagsustore tayo ng pagkain, and these activities na, you know, akala natin everyday activities lang, hindi natin napapansin na posibleng na-endanger na rin pala yung kalusugan natin. So just being mindful of the things we do because, you know, some people might think, oh, we're being alarmist. Parang, oh, lahat na lang may masamang epekto sa katawan. Lahat na lang may, ano, di wala na lang tayong gawin. Hindi naman yun ang dapat na pagtingin natin sa mga ganitong research. Dapat, we should always think na it's good to know what we are up against. It's good to know what is around us. Kesa yung gumagawa lang tayo ng mga bagay na hindi tayo aware and nasisira na pala yung ating kalusugan, yung ating overall state ng wala tayong nagagawa to sort of curb that or prevent that. So it's not being alarmist. It's just really being, you're having that knowledge. Sabi nga, knowledge is power. And, you know, with this knowledge, it is in our power to sort of save us from the possible negative effects of not just PFAS, but the other environmental chemicals that Filipinos are constantly, every day, bombarded with or exposed to. So I hope na, and I will be looking at this research then, and I will be monitoring yung, or keeping myself updated with whatever findings you have, because I find this really compelling and really important. So I hope na someday, eventually, when you have more findings to share, or maybe a new study to talk about, you'd be willing to be on the podcast again.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, this was great. I learned a lot. So again, thank you, Doc. Take care, stay safe, and good luck to your future projects.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Ask Theory. Follow Flip Science on Facebook, at Flip Science PH on Twitter, and at Flip Facts on Instagram. And check out our official Shopee store if you want to get copies of our books, Historiang Scientifico and Science Scramble. Stay curious!